Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Funk, and one of the top hits of 1974, and I know that that song gets a lot of people curious as to what this show has in common with the locomotion. Well, of course, it's because either one of them can make you happy when you're feeling blue, and they said it, so you know it's got to be true. So let's plow our way through the great music of 1974 with Jimmy Buffett, who got himself a weekend gig in San Francisco. But then come Monday, you'll be back in my arms again.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown L.A. haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent-a-cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation, something you tried to explain. And darling, it's I love you so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown L.A. haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey, you're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt. I hope you're enjoying the scenery. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has warmed me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Not Warren Buffett. No, 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 no. This is Jimmy Buffett. And Come Monday from the class of 1974. And hey, Fun Devils, this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ Radio Port Townsend, where we are about to play a truly distinctive record. I can't think of another one like it. It's by a quartet named Reunion, but the lead singer is Joey Levine, who was the lead singer of the Ohio Express in the late 60s. And I dare you to try to sing along with this one. Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me, and I'm on the radio rolling you right now, so enjoy it.
Beepy Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deeper purple, satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama, Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Rogers, Archer, Nielsen, Harry, shimmy, shimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stone, Santa Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Casting Now, I Got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Paula, Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper, Gotta Go, So Gotta Sweat, Aaliyah, Russell, Give Me Sheldon, Miracles, and Smokey Blessed, Sly Guitars, the Fender Bass, and Mushroom, Mumble, Bonnie, Bramley, Wilson, Pickett, Snob, and Kick It.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Jane, Dale, and Ronnie, Coopla, Fran, and Norman, Oakland, Denver, John, and Osmond, Donnie, J.J. Kale, ZZ Top, and L.L.B., and D.D. Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Proud, C.C. Ryder, Edgar Winner, Junior, Summers, I, DeMarcus, Johnny, Thunder, Eric Clapton, Peter Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doodah, Doodah, Good Vibrations, L.B. Ronda, Surfing Girl, and Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS, and Warner Brothers, RCA, and all the others.
Life is a rock.
Everybody, 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 everyb
Thank You Reunion, and I salute you for being able to throw so many names and references into that tune. And life is a rock, but the radio rolled me. I'm pretty sure that's what happened to me somewhere along the way. Now let me uncork one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite groups of that era. The song, with its lengthy title, is I Can't Live With You, But I Can't Live Without You. Well, that is a dilemma. But it's by Burton Cummings and guess who? And they came all the way down from Canada just to sing for you on this show. Is there no end to the contacts that I have in the music world?
Seems like I can't live with you, but I can live without you. I know that time will never change you, so there's just no sense in living. Remember at the start, we had the world by the tail. Seems like nothing we two could try just ever. Send that pain on back to you. Seems like I can't live with you, but I can go on without you. I know that time. No sense in living anymore. The loving fires burn cold. Only ashes left behind. Gave you everything I had. I guess your kisses made me blind. Time will never change you.
1970s were mighty good to Al Green, and that was one of his top 10 hits, Sha-La-La, Make Me Happy. Somehow, I think that makes sense. Oh, and speaking of dynamic lyrics, this next one is loaded with them. How about, I ought to go to bed and try to straighten out my head and just forget you, but it's midnight and I miss you.
Maybe it's too late. I sometimes even hate myself for loving you. Trying to be strong, and nighttime comes along, and I start warning you, warning you. Where is all my self-control? I'm burning way down in my soul and needing you. Wishing I could be the man I try to. Hating me for wanting to be with you. Knowing you don't love me like you used to. But it's midnight. Oh, and I miss you. It's getting late.
Fun Devils. Sometimes I even amaze myself at how we have one great song after another. But that's what we do. That's the J-O-M-O on KPTZ, home of both Elvis and Paul McCartney. And from It's Midnight to Band on the Run. Sir Paul McCartney and Wings. And this is an example of one of those crazy situations in this radio business where sometimes things just fall into place on their own. For example, the next song that I intended to play is by Barbara Fairchild and a really cute hit from 1974 titled Little Girl Feeling. And it's about trying to recapture your youth and have things be the way they once were. But here's the ironic part. In the lyrics, she says, I got out all my old records by Elvis and the Beatles. And we just heard those guys. So now it's her turn. Take it, Barbie doll.
I put on my faded blue jeans, the patches on the pockets, tied yellow ribbons round the pigtails in my hair. Walked barefoot neath the sunshine, stopped to pick a flower, but that little girl feeling wasn't there. Can't find that little girl feeling. It's not the same anymore. I just can't hook it. Yesterday took it. Since you came in and out my door, can't find the feeling anymore. I got out all my old records by Elvis and the Beatles. Called my best friend and we talked an hour or so. Thought back to childhood memories, tried to forget you, but still those big girl heartaches wouldn't go. I went out to see a movie, sit right on the front row, ate a box of popcorn and I cheered the hero on. But when the show was over, I just went to pieces. That little girl feeling was gone. Can't find that little girl feeling. It's not the same.
Just can't find that little girl feeling again. And if Barbara Fairchild can't do it, you can imagine how difficult it is for me. And here's a real life connection that I have with Barbara Fairchild around the time when she had her million-selling hit, The Teddy Bear Song. We were doing a show together in Phoenix, and a photograph was taken backstage of the two of us, and that particular pose was so unusual that I use it as my Facebook profile photo. And so now you know where that came from. On the phone now is a good friend of mine from Nashville, Buzz Kaysen. And though you may not recognize him by name, you certainly will know a lot of the songs that he wrote and or recorded. And we're about to hear his most successful song, right after he reminds us of why we're here and what we're doing.
Hi, this is Buzz Kaysen, and you're listening to KPTZ in Port Townsend.
Hearts go astray.
Buzz Kaysen wrote that song in 1967. He hit the mother lode for sure. That year, it was a top 15 hit in the U.S. by Robert Knight, and it was number one in the U.K. by Love Affair, and we've played that on our show a couple of times. And then in 1974, it was a top 10 hit for Carl Carlton. That's the one that we just heard. So for Buzz, Everlasting Love was the gift that keeps on giving. And oh yeah, the title of his biography is Everlasting Love. Who'd have thought? But he's a great guy, and we're happy to have him in our circle of friends. Now, in 1964, Terry Stafford had a huge hit with Suspicion. 10 years later, he did very well with another one-word title. This time, it's Captured. And I like it.
Captured by the heart of a girl, locked up in the arms of tenderness, guilty of loving only you. Baby, I confess, yes, it's true. Now sinners be to life with you. I'm so glad, yes, I am, that I've been captured by you.
Captain.
I was caught with the evidence one night, stealing kisses from your lips left and right. When I wasn't looking, when bang, well, you got the drop on me. Prosecute me, you're the judge and the jury, but honey, you're never gonna cure me. If love is against the law, then I'm breaking it all the time. I'm so glad, yes I am, that I've been captured by the heart of a girl, locked up in the arms of tenderness, guilty of loving only you. Baby, I confess, yes it's true, now sinners be to laugh with you. I'm so glad, yes I am, that I've been captured by you.
You might as well face it, Fun Devils. You have been captured by Jerry Osborne and all of his flat friends for 1 hour every Wednesday at 7 and every Sunday at 2. And having talked about Buzz Kaysen a couple of minutes ago, it's time now to talk about another great songwriter, Alan O'Day. As a singer, he had a million-selling number one hit in 1977 that I'm sure you remember, Undercover Angel. But he also wrote a couple of great hits that we're going to play from the class of 74, and Alan O'Day is going to tell us a little bit about how they came about. So let's begin with Helen Reddy's number one song, the enigmatic Angie Baby.
Angie Baby was my attempt to write a song a little bit like Paul McCartney might do about a contemporary woman. My problem was that my song was boring, boring, boring. I started making her weird. And the weirder she got, the more interesting the lyric became. And I remembered a girl who lived next door to me. She was socially retarded. She never came out of her house. Because of that, she was kind of a mystery to me, and I wondered what her thoughts were. And in a way, I used my idea of her to make Angie more interesting. And the weirder she got, the more interesting the song became. So 3 months later, finally, I was finished with the song and the demo. But when it became number one, 3 months didn't seem like a very long time. Cher was looking for material. It took the song to Cher first, and they weren't interested. So the next thing they did was to take it to Helen, and she loved it. And it was just a matter of weeks before I heard it on the radio. I mean, they jumped in there and cut that song so quick. One Sunday, as I was driving, this familiar song came on the radio, and it took me a couple minutes to realize it was mine.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie baby. Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you alright? Tell the radio good night. All alone.
I'll show you how to have a good time. Angie, baby.
Angie, baby. Angie, baby.
When he walks in a room, he feels confused, like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud, it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he found, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died. Steps a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane, no one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie, baby.
Musically speaking, there is no similarity between Angie Baby and Rock and Roll Heaven. But sales-wise, they're somewhat similar. Angie Baby was number one. Rock and Roll Heaven made it up to number three on the national charts. And we'd love to hear a little background on that one, Alan.
Rock and Roll Heaven was a co-write with a fellow named Johnny Stevenson, who has since left us. I think he's in Rock and Roll Heaven. He had this idea of the title, but he didn't have the idea of it being about artists who passed away. I helped co-write the verses. So the verses are about different artists. And I started out writing about artists from my era, and the people who were producing the Righteous Brothers loved the song, but they wanted people who had died more recently. So they helped write part of the song, too. So it was a committee-written song, but I was right in there and did my part. What I loved is that I was such a fan of the Righteous Brothers, and that song brought them back on the charts. They'd been away from the charts for some time. It made me so happy to be connected with them.
If you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, well, you know they got a hell of a band. Band, band. Jimmy gave us rainbows, and Janice took a piece of our heart. And Otis brought us all to the dock of the bay.
Just a one-night stand.
As regular listeners know, my motto is, music is my life. And that means being able to appreciate music of all different time periods and all different genres. And while listening to some tunes from early in the 20th century, I discovered a song recorded in December 1911. Yeah, you heard that right. It's by Dolly Connolly. And the title of her song is, If You Talk in Your Sleep, along with the subtitle, Don't Mention My Name. And the only song I've ever known with that title was a big hit in 1974 for Elvis. So I was curious to know if they had anything in common other than the title, and the fact that it's based on two people who are married, but not to each other, who happen to meet for a little afternoon rendezvous. Turns out they don't, but just to let you hear the comparison between a recording in 1911 and one in 1974, here's a piece of Dolly Connolly's If You Talk in Your Sleep, Don't Mention My Name. And then immediately following that, we'll hear what it sounded like 63 years later when the king got a hold of it.
Sweetheart, if you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. I can see that you are married, and you know I'm married too. And nobody knows that you know me, and nobody knows that I know you. And if you care to, we'll have a luncheon. Every day here's just the same. But sweetheart, if you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
I know you're a lonely woman, and I love you. Someone else is waiting, and he owns you. If he should ever wake up, he'll show your story is straight love. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. And if you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Walking every night here in the shadows, so afraid that sometime he may follow. There's always a chance you'll find us. Oh, I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came.
Love is so much sweeter when it's borrowed. But I'll feel a little easier tomorrow. Don't give our secret away. Be careful what you say. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
And
if you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Get where you came now.
Don't mention my name.
Get where you came.
Don't mention my name.
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 Forget where you came.
Should you, while sleeping, let loose with a joyous squeal, then hopefully you will use only my first name, because there's a lot of Jerrys out there. But there's not too many Bachman-Turner overdrives, and we learned a long time ago that they know how to take care of business. TCB, baby.
Thank you. music.
Female singers of the 70s, and if you love me, let me know. If you don't, well, the heck with you. I've got bigger fish to fry, and for that very reason, I need to pack it up and make room for someone else. 1 week from today, we'll be in the class of 1984, and then 2 weeks from today will be my 100th show on KPTZ, and the program then will be something like you've never heard before. So we'll tell you more on that later. Now here's Ray Stevens from 1974. The song is Everybody Needs a Rainbow, and it contains one of my favorite lines of all time, which is, if everything just came easy, we'd never know it when we'd won.
Sometimes I can't help but wonder where I'd really be if all of the things I'm dreaming of really came to me. If I had everything I wanted, nothing to be wishing for. No hopes, no dreams, no plans, no schemes. Oh, what would I be living for? Cause everybody needs a rainbow. losing. Well, I feel so down and out, but I rebound, 'cause you know I've found, yeah, that's what life is all about. Now if everything just came easy, well, we'd never know it when we'd won. You can be what you want to be, oh, but getting there is half the fun. Everybody needs a rainbow, a little something to believe in, a little something to be worth. Everybody needs a rainbow.